Good morning, 609 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola Morning News. Joining me now, we have Kirk Bradley. He is the Dean of Baccalaureate Studies at Pensacola State College, and he was in Leadership Pensacola with me all those many years ago. Kirk, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, great to have you. Best class ever, obviously. Well, I don't think that most people outside of Leadership Pensacola people get that, and that's fine. Okay, no big deal. So you guys had a big thing happen recently. You unveiled your new cybersecurity center, right?
That is true. We unveiled that just the other day, and that is going to be the Donald McMahon III Center for Cybersecurity.
And so this was named for Donnie McMahon is the one who gave the donation, and people might know him as, you know, McMahon and Hatter Insurance. They might know him as the Oyster guy, but he also gave a pretty substantial donation to the center, right?
That's exactly right. He gave an extremely generous donation of $250,000, which is going to provide scholarships for students for years to come.
Well, it's great to hear. And cyber is one of these things that is really just growing about as fast as you can keep up with it. In fact, this is part of the issue is you recently opened a whole new building a couple of months ago, and now you're opening this new center. Because the degrees you have, you are exceeding capacity with enrollment. Is that right?
That's very true, Andrew. So the building couldn't have come at a better time because we have an associate of science and a baccalaureate degree in cybersecurity, and that both of those programs have grown extremely much since 2015, and we are very just excited to be able to open this new center because we really need the space.
So, no, actually, that's kind of interesting, Kirk, because, pardon me, I mean, I know you're the Dean of Baccalaureate Studies, and I'm going to look like a fool for asking this question, but I guess I wasn't aware that PSC had bachelor's programs. I mean, I just always think of it being associate's degrees and, you know, as obviously very tightly connected with UWF and as a feeder system for UWF's programs, but you guys issue baccalaureate degrees also?
That's true. So we have three baccalaureate degrees. And our baccalaureate degrees are workforce baccalaureate degrees. And then our cybersecurity degree is our newest one, which started in 2016. And since then, we've had over 56 graduates in the program.
Oh, nice. And again, this seems like the kind of thing where you can't produce them nearly fast enough to keep up with demand for cybersecurity. Is that right?
That's very true. And that's the reason we have the degree, to provide the need in the community.
So what is this new center going to allow the students to do, aside from, obviously, capacity? What is it practically, physically, digitally, however you want to describe it, what does this allow the students to do that you couldn't do previous?
Well, one of the things that the new center does for us is it gives us a dedicated space for the college's new cyber warfare range. And what that allows us to do is it gives students a space to safely practice simulations of cyber attacks and hacking without affecting the rest of the college. It helps students to identify the weak points in a network, and it helps them to learn how to build that network back up. The overall goal, if you think about cybersecurity, is to protect the data assets of a business, and this center is really going to help us to be able to teach students to do that.
Okay, so it's essentially an independent system on PSC's campus that allows you to function, you know, simulated as if you were, and you really are, you know, when you think about it, you're its own system that doesn't interact with the rest of the campus so that you don't put them at risk, but also so that you can really practice as if as real as possible.
That's exactly right.
So how does the stuff that you guys are doing at PSC, how will this work with, like, UWF? How does this work with, like, you know, Cory Station? How does this work with our other cybersecurity, you know, infrastructure or development training here in the area?
Well, all of these programs together, George Stone, Pensacola State, Lachlan College,
mm-hmm.
University of West Florida, all are working together to help provide the needs to make Pensacola a cybersecurity hub and a model for the rest of the world.
Well, we will take it. I mean, we love the workforce education. We love the fact that Pensacola is on the cutting edge of this stuff. And, you know, the fact that there's a new center, the fact that you have a whole new building related to this recently, and that this is, as you say, you cannot keep up with the demand by providing enough seats for people. I love it. Kirk Bradley, he is the Dean of Baccalaureate Studies at PSC and also a graduate of LEAP with me. Kirk, great to have you back on the air. And thanks for spending some time just telling us what PSC is doing this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Andrew.